Wake up, child! Suffering Circe, I've called you 5 times. Have you sand in your ears this morning? Seraphina woke with a gasp. Her long, copper-brown hair floated wildly around her face. Her eyes, darkly green, were fearful. That thing in the cage, she could still hear its gurgling laughter, its horrible screams. She could feel its cunning and its rage. She looked around, her heart pounding, certain it was here with her. But she soon saw that there was no monster in her room. Only her mother, who was every bit as terrifying.
Lolling in bed today of all days! The Dokimi is tonight and you've so much to do!
La Serenissima, Regina Isabella, ruler of Miromara, was swimming from window to window, throwing open the draperies. Sunlight filtered through the glass panes from the waters above, waking the feathery tube worms clustered around the room. They burst into bloom, daubing the walls yellow, cobalt blue, and magenta. The golden rays warmed fronds of seaweed anchored to the floor. They shimmered in the glass of a tall, gilt mirror and glinted off the polished coral walls. A small green octopus that had been curled up at the foot of the bed, Seraphina's pet, Silvestra, darted away, disturbed by the light.
"Can't you cast a song spell for that, Mom?" Seraphina asked, her voice raspy with sleep. "Or ask Tavia to do it."
"I sent Tavia to fetch your breakfast," Isabella said. "And no, I can't cast a song spell to open draperies. As I've told you a million times,
never waste magic on the mundane," Seraphina said.
"Exactly. Do get up, Seraphina. The Emperor and Empress have arrived. Your ladies are waiting for you in your antechamber. The Cantamagus is coming to rehearse your song spell, and here you lie, as idle as a sponge," Isabella said. She batted a school of purple wrasses away from a window and looked out of it.
"The sea is so calm today, I can see the sky. Let's hope no storm blows in to churn up the waters."
"Mom, what are you doing here? Don't you have a realm to rule?" Seraphina asked, certain her mother had not come here to comment on the weather.
"Yes, I do, thank you," Isabella said tartly. "But I've left Miromara in your Uncle Valerio's capable hands for an hour."
She crossed the room to Seraphina's bedside, her gray sea silk gown swirling behind her, her silver scales gleaming, her thick black hair piled high on her head.
"Just look at all these conches," she exclaimed, frowning at the pile of white shells on the floor by Seraphina's bed. "You stayed up late last night listening, didn't you?"
"I had to," Seraphina said defensively.
"My term conch on Meadow's progress is due next week."
"No wonder I can't get you out of bed," Isabella said. She picked up one of the shells and held it to her ear.
"The Merovingian conquest of the Barons of Tyre by Professore Giovanni Bolla," she said, then tossed it aside.
"I hope you didn't waste too much time on that one. Bola's a fool. An armchair commander. He claims the Opofago were contained by the threat of sanctions. Total bilge. The Opofago are cannibals, and cannibals care nothing for decrees. Merrow once sent a messenger to tell them they were being sanctioned, and they ate him." Seraphina groaned.
"Is that why you're here? It's a little early in the day for a lecture on politics."
"It's never too early for politics," Isabella said.
"It was encirclement by Miromaran soldiers, the Aqua Guerrieri, that bested the Opofago. Force, not diplomacy. Remember that, Sarah. Never sit down at the negotiating table with cannibals, lest you find yourself on the menu."
"I'll keep that in mind, Mom," Seraphina said, rolling her eyes.